A deadly avian flu has been spreading across the country and in Pennsylvania with no treatment available for the birds it infects. Last week, farmers at a poultry farm in Lancaster County euthanized more than 1 million birds to keep the virus from spreading further. WHYY's Alan Yu looks at what concerned backyard chicken owners are doing to keep their birds safe.
Normally, Allison Sanka would let her five hens free range in her yard to dig for worms and forage. But lately, she has stopped doing that. She's afraid her chickens might be exposed to wild birds or their droppings and catch avian flu. Her chickens are not happy about this.
They will yell and cluck very loudly at the door and try and call us. It seems ridiculous, but they know that if they make a lot of noise, that generally will go out there.
But vets say preventing exposure to other birds is the way to keep backyard chickens safe, along with keeping an eye out for signs of illness. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has a number that chicken owners can call if their birds are sick and need to get tested. The U.S. last had a big avian flu outbreak in 2015. But this time, there are far more wild birds testing positive, with much more species being infected, including migratory birds. It's possible that as migratory birds move north and stop gathering in large flocks, the virus won't spread as easily and will burn out. That's what happened in 2015. But Europe has also been dealing with this bird flu for the past 2 years. And so far, the virus has not gone away as birds migrate. Alan Yu, WHYY News.